This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Memories are created on the DJV program. It's kind of cool, actually, at least with us. They're memories. Hopefully with you as well. You'll remember. Talking about this, except me. I'm not talking. You have to inform me. Yes. Okay.
Well, a Florida student who. Okay, a Florida student who was obsessed with the University of Tennessee wanted to represent the Volunteers.
Why was he?
He loved. He was a kid. He loved the team. He loved the University of Tennessee, and he wanted to represent the team during his elementary school's College Colors Day. But he didn't own an official T-shirt, so he took matters into his own hands. Laura Snyder is his teacher at Altamonte Elementary School in Altamonte Springs, and he says he drew a UT, the letters U and the letter T, the university's logo, on a piece of paper, and then pinned it to an orange T-shirt. When the day finally came, he was so excited to show his teacher, Laura Snyder, the shirt. She said, I was impressed that he took it one step further to make his own label. But by lunchtime, the spirited little boy was in tears. Apparently some girls, always the girls, at a lunch table next to his,
girls fall,
who didn't even participate in College Colors Day, made fun of his sign that he had attached to his shirt, and he was devastated. And so the teacher, in hopes of raising his spirit, said that she planned on buying him an official University of Tennessee T-shirt and asked friends if they had contacts with the school who could make it a little extra special for him. Now, by Thursday, her Facebook post had gone viral amongst Tennessee fans, with lots of people leaving supportive comments. It wasn't long before the University of Tennessee reached out, wanting to send the student a care package full of swag and apparel. And the kid, of course, was super excited because he got this care package. The teacher, Laura Snyder, said, my student was so amazed at all the goodies in the box, he proudly put on the jersey and one of the many hats in the box. All who saw either had goosebumps or tears while we explained that he had inspired and touched the lives of so many people. What's more, the University of Tennessee said it was turning his design, the UT that he created, into the official T-shirt, into an official T-shirt for the school. So his little UT was copied by the school and is now being sold by the University of Tennessee. I guess when the teacher told him that his design was being made into a real shirt that people wanted to wear, his jaw dropped. He said he had a big smile on his face. He walked taller, and she said, I could tell his confidence grew that day. So very sweet story, and good to the University of Tennessee for taking his drawing and making it into a T-shirt. It looks really cute. I'd actually buy one of these.
It's adorable. I'm just seeing it too.
Yeah.
Very
love
cute.
The C for taking his drawing and making it into a T-shirt. It looks really cute. I'd actually buy one of these.
It's
t-shirts.
Adorable. Very I'm just sweet. Seeing it too. Yeah.
Very
love
cute.
It. The good campus store said that they had so much of a demand for this new T-shirt design that the website crashed. So.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, let's do take two. We are ready. Take two. It's Tuesday, September 17th. You've heard a lot of googly gunga in the last few minutes. That's what happens in the age of miracles that we have, Victoria, the age of modern communication and technology. It's all swell until it isn't. And so we've a little here and there. Let's move back to what we were. So eloquently. The sad thing is the audience didn't get to hear my fabulously eloquent introduction, Jennifer.
And it's gone. I know.
It's like poof into the ethos. So anyway, New York City. I said, what's going on? And my question to you was basically, what's going on in New York City? Because there are a number of things that seem to be emanating that are of value conversationally. What's number one?
Well, that's a loaded question. What's going on in New York City? We could be here for hours. But what's going on right now is that school districts are debating what position to take after New York City announced that 1.1 million public school students could skip classes without penalty to join the Global Youth Climate Strike on Friday. Now, the New York Times reports that this is a test of just how impactful this movement will be because it's going to cause disruptions. It'll get noticed by political leaders who are in New York City for the United Nations Climate Action Summit 3 days later and, of course, the General Assembly meeting that follows that. They announced on Twitter that the New York City schools will excuse absences of students participating in the climate strike on Friday, September the 20th. Students will need parental consent. Younger students can only leave school with a parent, not other students. Organizers expect that millions of people will leave work, home, and school to take part in the massive climate strike protests around the world. The youth strike advocates Fridays for Future said more than 2,400 events were taking place from September 20th through the 27th to coincide with the UN's climate summit on the 23rd, where Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg is due to make an address. So they're really testing this out to see what the impact will be with young people. I would imagine it's going to be pretty good, because I think there are a group of young people who have been told that this really matters, and I think that they'll probably want to go.
It matters, of course.
And I think that there's also a group of kids who'll say, hey, excused absence. Let's get out of here. And those kids will probably go too. So, it'll be interesting to see how this will play out with parents. I don't know what the parents would have to say about it, but perhaps they want their kids to get involved with activism. And if so, then it should be okay. LA Unified has told media reports that they're actually considering allowing kids to walk out as well, and other school districts may follow suit after New York made this announcement.
Okay, so in league
with
that...
Why don't they have a walkout on Saturday if they want to bring young people in? I don't get that.
Yeah, good idea. There's a couple other things going on in New York, but I want to follow up Jennifer's conversation or information with this study that's floating around today, the study on what happened this past summer. It was apparently the hottest summer on record since the 1880s when these records were started. Scientists at NOAA say 90% of the population of the Earth living in the Northern Hemisphere, all five of its warmest summers have occurred in the past 5 years. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. For the planet as a whole, these past 3 months were the second hottest on record, going again back to the 1880s. 2016 was warmer than this past summer. The trend is one of heat. 9 of the 10 highest June to August global surface temperatures have occurred since the year 2009. And the records, as I said, go back to the 1880s. Record warm temperatures during the three-month period present across parts of western Alaska. It was really quite warm. It was, the summer in Alaska was pretty much the same as the summer in the northwest part of our country. Mexico also increased temperatures. Western and southern Africa, South America, Europe, Asia. Europe was very hot this summer.
Oh, remember during the World Cup, the Women's World Cup? Oh, my gosh. It was like 110 every day in Paris. Yeah. It was crazy.
Africa had its warmest June to August on record as well. In Europe, Austria had the second warmest summer on record. Germany and France had their third warmest summers. So there's that trend. There's things that call for refreshment. I'll make my refreshment milk. Now, let's go back to New York for a minute, Victoria. I hold you personally responsible for this outrage. They want to ban chocolate milk from the public schools because of its sugar content.
And correct.
You're going to stop with that? You better eliminate half of the junk that you're selling in these school lunchrooms then. It's not just milk.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people are saying that the juices and sodas and all the other stuff that has sugar in it, that if you're going to go after chocolate milk, then you really need to go after all those other options.
Right.
And then some people are also saying, I was watching a thing on the local news last night about this story, and a lot of dietitians and you know, nutritionists are saying it's not just the drinks that are the problem, all the meals that public school kids eat. It's not just New York. It's chicken fingers. It's fried food. It's
fried
all
stuff.
Processed. Yep. You're setting these kids up for obesity. And because all processed food leads to obesity, there's no denying that.
Yep.
So it's not just the chocolate milk. However, not to take away from the dairy farmers, upstate New York dairy farmers are obviously not happy with this. They say taking away chocolate milk will lower kids' milk intake overall, which they're correct. They're saying that could hurt their health, obviously not to mention the farmers' bottom lines here.
Yep, the farmers got enough trouble. Yeah.
Exactly. So a group of dairy farmers have enlisted the help of their local Congress members. They have written a letter to Mayor Bill de Blasio, and they said over two-thirds of milk served in school is flavored, which represents an essential way that kids get the nutrients they need for healthy growth and development. Now, one of the politicians who's trying to help them out is Representative Anthony Brindisi. He's from Utica, New York. And he said, this is a very large school system. This is a time when dairy farmers are already struggling and facing a lot of uncertainty. It's not the time to start pulling chocolate milk from schools. So the Department of Education said it's not a final decision yet. They're obviously taking in a lot of opinions. The San Francisco Unified School District banned flavored milk in 2016. L.A. did it back in 2011, but then they brought it back into 2017 after they found that kids rejected milk completely. So, and that is what some of the farmers are saying. So I think the answer really is probably just make a healthier version of chocolate milk. I don't know why people aren't thinking about that, but of course, according to the city health department, 8 ounces of local public schools chocolate milk has 120 calories and 20 grams of sugar. 8 grams of that are added to the milk.
Yeah,
and then
flavor.
The same amount of skim white milk has 90 calories and 12 grams of sugar. What all these kids should be drinking is whole milk, first of all, which has about 4 grams of sugar. And they should just make a healthier version of chocolate milk. I don't understand. If kids want to drink that, there's nothing wrong with it. Chocolate milk's delicious. Just make it healthier. 20 grams of sugar for 8 ounces, though, that's more than your daily allotment of sugar. That's way more than what you're supposed to have for a daily allotment of sugar.
Too much.
And that's, again, obesity. That's what it leads to.
I think I'll talk about this on our American Family Farmer broadcast and podcast, which you can listen to. What's going on the farm? How does it affect you? That's part of the American Family Farmer Perspective. All the podcasts back to the beginning of doing this 4 or 5 years ago, a separate focus of mine, because I am a farmer, is the American Family Farmer Show. That's where the podcasts are. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. 21 after the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I don't know why, but this always brings a tear to my eye.
This song?
Yep, the way they
do
it.
And you hate Leonard Cohen.
Well, I don't hate anything. I'm not a fan, shall we say, but I'm a fan of Pentatonix. And the music news at 24 after the hour, focusing, if you believe it or not, Christmas music is in the focus. The best of Pentatonix Christmas is due out October 25th this year. The holiday-themed Greatest Hits album, featuring four new songs in addition to their best-selling tracks from their last four albums, the four holiday albums. Their renditions of some of these carols have been celebrated on the Hot 100 list last couple of years. Their version of Little Drummer Boy, for example, played on to number, it was in the 13th position back in 2013. Hallelujah held down the fort, number 23 in 2017, and Mary, Did You Know? Was number 26 in 2014 of the holiday songs. The latter two Christmas hits were certified platinum as well. This is a quintet of very talented people embarking also on a Pentatonix Christmas tour. That'd be kind of a nice take. I wouldn't mind that. Let's see, where are they going? They're December 5th in Fairfax, Virginia. December 7th and 8th in Uncasville, Connecticut at the Mohegan Sun. They're at the Aganis Arena in Boston on the 10th and 11th of December. I would like to take that in, frankly.
That's probably Hershey, fun for the holidays.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Especially on in December.
Yep. Hershey, Pennsylvania, the 12th. Verona, New York, on the 14th. Philadelphia, the 15th and 16th. Rosemont, Illinois, on the 18th and 19th. Sugar Land, Texas, the 21st. And Grand Prairie, which is just outside of Dallas, in the 22nd and 23rd. So, yep, this is just good stuff. It is. Listen, crank this up. Listen to this. How can you not like this? Yep. All right. another Christmas announcement beside Pentatonix. Hanson, the three brothers hitting the road at the end of November for their, what they're calling their wintry mix tour across North America. They're performing a mix of Christmas tunes, holiday classics, fan favorites, and they're going to also preview some new material from their new seventh studio album, which will be released early next year. Let's see here, Zach Hanson and Taylor Hanson said, quote, "This is an exciting time for the band, with new music around the corner and more than 25 years of music behind us. This tour is a collision of worlds. Christmas classics, taste of brand new music, making for an uncommon but awesome mix." See, I'm not much on some of the new poppy groups, but this, I like this. I kind of get into it with them. The tour has Southern pop singer Paul McDonald with them, and then Joshua and the Holy Rollers, led by the youngest Hanson brother, Mac. Last year, Hanson released Spring Theory, which featured the band performing alongside some of the world's most accomplished symphonies. Remember that? I remember we talked about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that became kind of a trend. They were one of the
they
first
started
ones
for
to
other
do
people.
It.
Yes, right, yep. They did very well in Sydney, in Nashville, London. They did all great. So if you want to go to see them on their tour, you go to Hanson.net. Hanson, H-A-N-S-O-N, starting September 20th, so a couple of days from now you can buy tickets to see all of that, wherever they are, they'll all be available at Hanson.net. That's that story from your pals on the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The commander-in-chief on the campaign trail last night at a rally in New Mexico, where he told a friendly audience that Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh deserves an apology from the New York Times, which wrote a piece on Sunday raising a new but unsubstantiated sexual misconduct allegation against him.
Did you see the New York Times? Did you see what they're doing? Did you see what Democrats, they're calling for his impeachment? And the woman involved said she didn't know anything.
A second woman says she was sexually assaulted by New England Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown. Sports Illustrated reporting the woman, who's chosen to remain anonymous, says it happened after she met Brown at a charity event in 2017. It's day two of a UAW strike against General Motors, but talks will continue today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Your health and well-being, part of our focus here on the DJV get-together. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan Karashulin in this half hour of our Tuesday program. What's up with the General Motors strike? Big companies in the focus here. We'll start with GM and all these workers that are out on the street. What's going on?
Yeah, exactly. 50,000 General Motors employees across the United States walked out late Sunday night after GM and the United Auto Workers Union failed to reach an agreement on a new four-year contract. So workers participating in the strike are spread across 31 General Motors factories and 21 other facilities across nine states. It's the first auto industry strike in 12 years. It's also the biggest strike by any labor organization in that same time span. Yeah. GM is America's largest automaker, and so they have nearly 50,000 full-time and temporary United Auto Workers members on the payroll. So it looks like, what's that saying? No one crossed the picket line. Everyone walked out together.
Yeah.
So, the last time that there was an auto worker strike against GM, it lasted 3 days. So we're into day two here now. The workers want higher hourly wages, lump sum payments, and a better profit sharing plan. They also want GM to agree to limit the use of temporary workers and then give them a clearer path to permanent employment. And so the auto workers say that the two sides are very far apart.
I wouldn't think that would, the latter is not going to happen. That's not part of American labor these days. One of the things that is, though, people talking quietly about a shorter work week and the benefits of that movement for the workers, 4 10-hour days instead of 5 8-hour days, things like that. There is a lot of traction depending on where you are around the world. Remember France, I think Spain, some of the countries that are very socialistic have moved in that direction. Some people think it's a very good idea for various reasons. If you dive into the issue, there are those who claim that a 4-day week would be good for the environment, fewer people on the road, et cetera, et cetera,
true,
et cetera.
True, less electricity used, and yeah, that's
but
true.
But what is it, if it's a 4-day work week that's 10 hours and you can be as productive, that's what corporate will say, and there's something to that. If working around 40, the average work week in Spain, I think, is 36 hours. France, 38, like that. A number of firms here in our country experimenting with the idea. See, I don't know that, frankly, the environmental gains, I think, are somewhat offset by just maneuvering hours around, and one wonders about productivity. What I think would be much better for the environment, frankly, is to have, and I don't understand what the, how the, like the dumb speak or the dumb think here, stagger hours. There are most of the manufacturing companies work like General Motors, round the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So
yeah,
instead of having a shift from 7 to 3, you have people come in at 6, 7, everybody, there's a shift that starts every hour. You can, because everything moves, there is, it's easy to congruently put people in, you know, there are, during the shift, there are people going on break, staggered all across the day. So why can't we stagger the start times? I don't understand what the problem is with this. This would make a lot more sense than 4-day weeks, because you are bringing people to work and not creating these traffic. Have you tried to drive? Last Friday, when I went to the airport, if the plane hadn't been late, I would have missed the plane. It took me 2 hours to go what normally takes 35 or 40 minutes to do. Because yeah. And I know my way around, so I'm dodging the traffic, back roads and stuff like that. I don't see how people do it every day. And the traffic is getting worse. You heard Boston is the worst city in the country. And now the East Coast cities, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Washington is a nightmare. New York has always been a nightmare. Los Angeles has always been a nightmare. For God's sakes, what does it take to stagger the starting times? I don't get the problem. Boeing could do it. Any place that has huge plants that operate 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, would be easy.
Yeah,
speaking
true.
Of Boeing,
I think just two little quick add-ons here. The in terms of how this GM strike affects, you know, the rest of us.
Oh, I didn't let you finish that.
Oh no, it's okay. There's two final things. So number one, if this continues, a lot of credit bond, you know, financial people are looking into this, saying that the credit rating for General Motors could actually put them into junk bond status if this strike lasts more than a week or two, and GM's debt rating is currently just one step above junk bond status, so that's not good for what, you know, has always been considered to be a blue chip stock. GM was downgraded into junk bond status back in 2005, and that was just several years before it ended up in bankruptcy court and then was bailed out by the government.
Right.
And then it took
government
until 2013.
Motors,
yeah, it took until 2013 for them to get rid of that rating, and since then they've been sort of back in the black, but that's not good. And then dealerships are also wondering how this is going to affect them. They say that GM's American plants are dark today, completely dark, but the company still has plenty of cars right now that, to keep up with the demand. Most car companies have a 53-day supply. GM has a 59-day, and GM has an 80-day supply of their trucks and SUVs. So their most profitable trucks are the Chevy Silverado and the GMC Sierra, so they've kept an 80-day supply of those two models. So far, I don't think dealerships will be impacted by this, except if the strike does go on, then you'll see they'll get hit on Wall Street.
Yeah. Speaking of being hit on Wall Street, I mentioned Boeing a moment ago. Remember back in the spring when Boeing put together a committee from their board to determine how to build safer airplanes in light of the 737 MAX fiasco. I still don't understand how this guy that runs Boeing has got a job, especially with all these people scrutinizing what's going on that are in the Boeing tent, if you will. The committee expected to deliver the findings later on this week, making several recommendations, changes to Boeing's corporate reporting structure, which makes good sense because this would not have happened if somebody, I don't know, the guy running the place,
the guy running
the 737 program, for God's sakes. And the creation also of a new safety group, modifying the cockpits on new airplanes to accommodate new pilots who may have less training.
That freaks me out.
What in the world are you talking
about? That freaks me out a little bit.
What in the world are you talking about?
Yep.
They didn't even look specifically into the MAX program. What is the matter with these people?
I know you've always been a big Boeing fan.
I haven't, but I'm
an Airbus fan now.
Yeah,
fully.
I think I told you the last trip, I always talk to the pilots and the crew. And it's really fascinating to get into the inner workings. I don't want to get too much into the weeds here, but I find it fascinating. I'm an operations guy, you know, the operation of this program, operation of my farm, operation of my life. I pay attention to how things run. And so I was upset with American, which is the carrier that I use pretty much all the time, although I flew on, oh, my God. I had it when I came back from Baltimore last Friday night. I had a ride on Spirit.
You were on Spirit?
I couldn't
get any
other plane.
That's a little nugget you left out. You didn't tell us that.
Awful. I went down on JetBlue, but I couldn't. The flight was so late, and one of them was full, so the only seat I could find was on Spirit.
So Spirit can actually make it from Baltimore to Boston? That's a miracle.
It is a horror show. It really is. Anyway, but the... What I was talking about, what I was leading to, was the American has 15 of these, what they call 321, the Airbus 321T, which is a specially designed three compartment. It has first, business, and cattle car.
Economy.
And so they had 15, they used 14 of them to do New York, Los Angeles, and New York, San Francisco. And so they had one extra plane, and they put it on Boston, L.A. And so it does two round trips a day. And I was using it. I thought it was fabulous. You get upgraded and get into a seat, take a nap. It's great. They stopped using it last, two or three weeks ago. And I kept saying, you know, what the hell is the story? Why are they, this was good for Boston. Well, it turns out one of the Airbuses clipped a tree and someplace, and it ripped the wing off of the end of the wing off. So they've taken the plane out of service to get a new wing put on it. And I don't know how they're doing it because they can't fly it anyplace. They got to be doing it in a hangar at SFO. Anyway, so that's why they took the plane away from Boston and put it back on New York. But the point I'm making is that they're now using nothing but Airbuses to do transcons. They're not using any Boeing planes. The big Boeing planes are doing out-of-the-country stuff, and they like that because the 777 and the 767, I'm sorry, 780, well, 767, 777, and 787, they're using for international stuff, and no more domestic big planes. But the guy pilot said people are now very much aware of the plane they're in very much do not want to be on a 737, no matter what the vintage. They just don't want to fly in them.
Yep.
So, pretty interesting stuff. Here's a focus on something that I guess we'd say what's all's well that ends well? Is that the expression? See pictures of the members, University of Tennessee marching band. They were some of the first to wear that popular anti-bullying T-shirt inspired by the fourth grade fan, University of Tennessee, teased this. The shirt was homemade, and now the University of Tennessee marching band has had them made for them. But if you look at them, it looks like they're homemade. The band, known as the Pride of the Southland, wore the shirts under their traditional uniforms this past Saturday at their win 45-0 over the University of Tennessee in Chattanooga. A fan in Florida drew worldwide attention earlier in the month after he was teased for pinning a hand-drawn UT logo on an orange shirt for his elementary school's College Colors Day. His teacher wrote, the boy was... this whole thing, I think, we talk about the problems of bullying and what happens in recognition. You know, this, the more recognition of the problem, the better it is. And we know we've heard the story about this for you. We've heard so many of these different stories. As a matter of fact, Generation Z says it's worried about bullying, and an organization of nearly 2.2 million young people think they may have a solution. Here's Rich Rosario a little bit more on bullying and this story.
Generation Z believes bullying is the biggest issue of their time, according to new data. A survey of American youth ages 6 to 17, commissioned by the Boy Scouts of America, found that bullying ranked as a top concern for young people on a community, national, and global level. That's why the Boy Scouts of America has been actively working to equip kids with the tools they need to counteract bullying. All Scouts participate in anti-bullying training and learn to live by the Scout Law, a foundational element of Scouting with 12 guiding characteristics that include being helpful, trustworthy, and kind. And it's having real impact. A 2015 study by Tufts University found that children involved in Cub Scouts were significantly more kind and helpful than non-Scouts. Scouting provides the nation's foremost youth program of character development and values-based leadership training, which helps young people to be prepared for life. To learn more about Scouting, visit scouting.org.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of other big business stories. The major drug companies and retailers involved in the opioid case asking for the head judge to step down. His name is Dan Polster. Been on the case since they started all of this. Defendants are asking for him to get off because his impartiality rating is pretty much zero, according to the sides here. The opioid crisis, 400,000 lives, we all know this, in the past 20 years. The first hearing, Judge Polster stated his goal was to get some amount of money to the government agencies for treatment and to do something meaningful to abate the crisis. Okay. Lawyers for some of the major drug companies like Purdue and Johnson & Johnson say since the start of the case, the judge has been biased in his comments. Give me a break. This is...
Yeah. Huh? He wants to get money out of them, and they're saying, oh, he's biased, so yeah, right. We have to get
Screw
a new judge.
You. Yeah. Right. Yeah. See you later, alligator. And then there's the state of New York trying to make e-cigarettes illegal in the state, right? Isn't that what they're trying to do?
Yes. Yeah. The flavored ones, yeah, the ones that kids... And they also upped it, too. You have to be 21 now to buy them. So we'll see if it helps. I hope it does.
Yeah. 20, wait a minute. It's, where are we? 10 before the hour. That's what time is.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Some memories. It's a movie moments time here on the DJV program. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. This is music from the old TV show MASH. Was there a movie? There was a movie.
It was a movie before the TV show. Robert Altman's movie in 1970 starring Donald Sutherland.
Right,
and then the TV show. This day in TV history, Doug, September 17th, 1972, the premiere of MASH aired on CBS. It ran 11 seasons, 256 episodes, the last episode being absolutely iconic with over 100 million people tuning in. Very impressive stuff. A great run creatively, very impressive. And as good as Donald Sutherland was in the original, Alan Alda, a tremendous TV talent and also movie talent, was great as Hawkeye Pierce.
Yeah, that still is his signature. Well, he's been a bad guy, he's been a badass, he's been, all kinds of different characters that he's played, but that one, I think, is the one that sticks to him, don't you think?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
He was all in on that show. I mean, it was a mixture of comedy and drama, very poignant, something very different for the time, and you know, a lot of people say the golden age in TV is now, but 70s TV with shows like MASH and All in the Family and so many good programs, it was a great period for quality TV. And there's only, you know, people forget now in an age of tremendous technology, back in those days, three networks, CBS, ABC, NBC, so, you know, you had 50 to 100 million viewers tuning in on a nightly basis to watch shows like MASH.
Yeah, yep. Right. What do you make, this is sort of an aside, Netflix is going to pay Jerry Seinfeld $500, he and Dave, what's
I read
case?
That.
$500 million
for the streaming rights.
What they've made already, which was, I think, $35 million a year or something is what they were getting. The people on Friends, all the stars, get $20 million a year apiece for the reruns.
Yeah.
And Jerry Seinfeld and what's his, Larry David, been splitting $35 million apiece. I don't know how much of it goes to the other stars, but the kind of
they
money,
do okay. It is incredible. There's 180 episodes of Seinfeld. I guess this is a separate deal in I guess the reruns that air on, what do they run on, TBS? Currently on TV. So this is for streaming rights.
Yeah. I just find it amazing that there's this kind of dough. It's an advertising medium, but it just it kind of boggles the mind.
You know, it's interesting because you have this, for whatever reason, the two shows have really hit a massive nerve in terms of popularity generationally would be Seinfeld and Friends. And I guess if Victoria's on the air, I guess that's a good question for her. Why do you think that is the case? I mean, if you go back to the 70s shows like we just discussed, MASH, and although they're still popular, All in the Family, so on and so forth, it is Seinfeld and Friends that just generationally pull in massive amount of viewers. That's why they're willing to pay such big money to get the rights.
I think Friends more so than Friends, as I think, has a broader demographic. Seinfeld has had almost kind of a niche audience, but I was reading a thing yesterday. This is a huge gamble for Netflix because it's going to be an international. It's going to be on all the Netflix platforms internationally. But Seinfeld, of all of the sitcoms that they've ever tried to translate into another language, it falls really flat. And
I didn't know that. Okay.
It's just that sense of humor. It was such a New York
thing. So American. Yeah, they're very new.
Yeah, and Friends translates sort of universally, but Seinfeld does not. So they said that's really a really big gamble for Netflix to pay that much money for it.
Yeah, it is.
And also, similar news, HBO Max has bought the rights to air The Big Bang Theory. That's another show that has garnered massive amounts of money in syndication and also streaming. That cast is also very, very well off. So I guess it pays Doug to be on a hit TV sitcom nowadays. Pretty big lucrative money to be had when they have a good run.
I just think, you know, it just shows you how much people are willing to fork out for having some fun, having some entertainment. That's, you know, we spend our time every day talking about various things that will give people pleasure or joy. Somehow, I mean, I don't know how they get pleasure or joy out of some of those damn movies that you go to or you like, but still, you know, everybody is different. I'm sure you love going to that stuff, otherwise you wouldn't go. But it's something, it's distraction, whatever it is. It's big money, that's for sure. All right, Chucker, thank you for your overview. Chuck Curry, our movie man, Movie Moments on the DJV Show at 59.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.